This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have been talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center's revolt against American law because that's exactly what they are doing. It's a full frontal attack on law-abiding Americans. And we have been taking this in stride, friends, little by little. In essence, friends, the Southern Poverty Law Center and groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're attempting to change your reality into the reality that they want you to believe in. Read Isaiah 5:20. They want to put darkness for light, light for darkness, good for bad, bad for good, so on and so forth. And this is exactly what they're attempting to do. And this is communist ideology. And it's dangerous to the system in which we live, America. And again, what we need to do is we need to get this right by taking responsibility and dealing with these criminal organizations. Now, listen to this one carefully. This just came out of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Senior editor Tim Brown just released the Southern Poverty Law Center. Southern Poverty Law Center domestic terrorists disguised as lawyers. And when you look at what they are pushing on the American people, folks, again, it's anti-American. It's unlawfulness in which they're pushing. And they are labeling people that disagree with communist ideologies as haters. Well, so be it. Then I'm a hater. And folks, what we've been doing is giving you the message of hate. And obviously, I'm giving you the definition of what the SPLC would have you to believe is hate. But it's history, and it's based off of the Bible, his-story, right? When you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., you'll see inscribed on the side of the building, study the past. That is the history. And we always can tell what's coming up in the future by studying the past, because if we don't study the past, history is going to repeat itself. And if we have to come to the precipice where we have to turn around and learn from history to prevent it, just make sure it's not too late before you do so. And that's the whole message that we're giving here, is prevention is better than cure. And what we need in this country, friends, is justice. And justice guards our liberties. And again, Amos 5 comes to my mind. Let's establish justice in the gate. Not only just in the church, friends, but also within our government. And we are the government. Again, read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America, and you will understand, again, exactly as to what I am saying today. Before we get to that, I want to share something with you that I found very interesting, and it's very well put, and it's a short, but it's a good read, and it's well worth your time to take notice as to the things that I'm sharing with you, my listeners, today. There's 545 people in government, and you can put it this way, but I'm careful to do that. Which verses, the 545 verses, 318.9 million. Now, I believe it's up to 321 million people in this country. Okay? But that's the name of the article. 545 verses 300 million people. And this is what it said. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Why the confusion of faith? Folks, why the confusion of faith? Go ahead and read Daniel 8 when you get a moment. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. See, it's what's going on in this country today. They're creating their own political enemies. See, it was like Adolf Hitler, who came about, he used his brown shirts, he used the brown shirts to incite domestic insurrection, and then he would stand back and be the problem solver, when in fact, history teaches us he was the one that was creating the problems. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? I want you to stay away from the two-party system throughout this reading as well, friends, because we have one Constitution, we have one flag, and we have one God. Have you ever wondered if all politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does that with the approval of the people, might I add. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations, but we do have the authority to vote those in that we want to represent, we the people. The House of Representatives does this. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does that. And who is Congress? The representatives of we the people. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does that. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and nine Supreme Court justices equates to 545 human beings out of the 321 millions that are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country today. I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by Congress in 1913, by a special appointment, by the way. Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. Think about that. I excluded all the special interests and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician, or the representative, namely, made the choice to do so. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. And what separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. The president can't only propose a budget, he cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land under God, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who is the Speaker of the House now? Paul Ryan. He's the leader of the majority party, and yet he and his fellow House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto if they agree to do so. I'm going to come back in just a couple moments, friends, and finish off 545 versus 300 million people. Do the math. How does it make sense? It's because the people would have it so. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, we're set up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Brand new article, and we're going to be talking about this in just a couple moments. Will conservatives join this defamation lawsuit against SPLC? For those that do not know, there is a coalition and an alliance arising across the country that are going and are, in fact, taking it to the SPLC for their jihadi list, sicking people on anybody that disagrees with their communist ideologies. And it's going to be interesting to see what transpires here. But I believe that people have had enough with these communist organizations, and we're about to see the fruit of that. Let righteousness run down. Let judgment run down, saith the Lord in the book of Amos chapter 5. Do check it out. I was just highlighting an article, and it is called 545 people versus 300 million people. And I want to finish this off for you. And before I do that, I got to finish this other up. I got a couple thoughts going through me right now, friends. And this is usually how I do my radio show. It just drops down on me, and then I begin to share what I know concerning the topic as to what just came to me. So I praise God for the Holy Ghost here. In saying that, friends, you can also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. And if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just a fact. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Alexander Hamilton said, for my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, could have never been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interest. They were all still, through that diversity, they were all rooted in the same principles. So don't forget about that. I'll explain that in just a couple moments as well. Before we do that, let's get back to this, because this is interesting stuff. It's a letter, and it's called 545 versus 300 million people. There's actually 321 million people in this country, which even solidifies this point all the more. We got about a quarter of it done during the first segment, and here we go concerning segment two and the second, well, three quarters of this letter up and coming. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 300 million people cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted. I want you to just think about that. It's an inconceivable thought that a nation of 300 million people, says his letter, cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted. Now just think about that. How ridiculous. I mean, that reminds me of Bug's Life. Remember when the grasshopper, Hopper, used to come down and threaten the bugs? If you've seen this back in the 90s, Bug's Life. And there was one particular bug that stood up to the grasshoppers, and he turned around and noticed all the people behind him. And he got sick and tired of the grasshopper, Hopper, picking on them and taking all of their goods. And this one individual who stood on the behalf of the people looked at the one that was doing the bullying and said to him, "You're afraid of us." And see, once the people took knowledge that there's a lot more of them than there is of Hopper and the bullies that continuously throw thousands and thousands and thousands of unconstitutional policies on their back a year, then and only then will things change in this country, when the 321 million to the present actually understand that they are the government. And when they're tired of the 545 people playing games with their blood-bought freedoms, then and only then will things change. And I'm telling you, America, your enemy fears this more than anything itself. More than anything itself. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 300 million people cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people, besides the responsible 321 million people that tolerate the crimes of the 545 people. And when you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. In other words, don't complain about what you tolerate. If the tax code is unfair, it is because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it is because they want it in the red. Matter of fact, federal government, during the foundation of this government, if there was money borrowed, they had to pay it back concerning the time of their tenure, their incumbency, before they could leave office. If the Army and Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them in Iraq and Afghanistan, as if to suggest that it's constitutional America, which it is not. If they don't receive Social Security but are on an elite retirement plan not available to you and me, America, it's because your representatives want it that way and you tolerate it that way. Hey, America, there are no insoluble government problems. Don't let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats. They're the responsible party, whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish. To the lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject. To the regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take this power. I mean, above all, don't let them con you into the belief that there exist disembodied mystical forces like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. Folks, do you realize how many things politicians have their hands into that they were not put into office to do? I mean, just think about it. Those 545 people, and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power to that which is delegated to them by the people. They and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses, provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I am so tired of people throwing more on the back of this ministry. Daily emails, daily phone calls. Bradley, you need to do this. When I'm at speaking engagements, Bradley, go do this. Bradley, go do that. Bradley, go do this. I remember we were at a tax, a tea party in Arizona. As a matter of fact, it was the biggest tea party in the country. I've done it several times. And there were some people outside taking pictures of the license plates on the cars. And this woman got a hold of it. I gave my whole presentation, my message of hate, according to the likes of the communists. And a woman came up to me at the end of that program, and she said to me, "Who's out there taking pictures? Who's out there taking pictures? I don't want them taking pictures of my car and my license plate." And I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, are you like above the rest of us? Are you better than we are? Do you not realize that's what your enemy uses is a diabolical fear to cause you to submit to their tyrannical rule?" By the way, we knew who was taking the pictures. And it was someone on our crew. And they were taking pictures of the cars, not the license plate. But it proves my point that people are so apt to turn the radio on and listen to guys like me, and continuously look to guys like me and miss the whole message by straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel, as if to suggest and to believe that I and myself alone can win back this country. You have got to be out of your mind. I'm not sitting here every day on the radio, 6 days a week, mind you, giving you the message that I can do this. No, I'm saying that we can do this together. And until you invite yourself to be a part of the process, nothing's going to change in this country. You know, also keep in mind when I speak, wherever I go, it's me, my wife, and my four little boys. And for some reason or another, there's something on me and my family that it's okay to sacrifice and endanger ourselves every step of the way, but that doesn't include you. I'm going to tell you something. That is unpatriotic, it's un-American, and it is not Christian in any sense of the word. But I don't expect that from those that don't have ears to hear and eyes to see, but I do expect it from those that do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go off on one more here for, if you don't mind, and then we're going to get back to my message of hate. According to the likes of communist organizations such as the ACLU and Southern Poverty Law Center and other atheistic communistic groups. Talking about 545 verses. 300,000 people. I'm sorry, 300 million people in this country. Forgive me. I have another little tidbit here for you, and I think you might enjoy this. This might be funny if it were not true, first and foremost, and to be quite frank with you, though I am Bradley, there's nothing funny about it. So here I go. Tax his land, tax his bed, tax the table at which he's fed. Tax his tractor, tax his mule, teach him taxes are the rule. Tax his work, taxes play, he works for peanuts anyway. Tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, and don't forget about his coat. Tax his tie, tax his shirt, tax his work, and even tax the dirt. Tax his tobacco, tax his drink, even tax him if he dares try to think. Tax his cigars, tax his drink, If he cries, tax his tears, tax his car, tax his gas. Find other ways to even tax his donkey. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more. Tax him till he's good, good, and even sore. Then tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he is laid. But these words upon his tomb, tax drove me to my doom. When he's done, do not relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax. Accounts receivable tax, building permit tax, CDL license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, excise taxes, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, FUTA, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, gross receipts tax. Do you know that, as a matter of fact, currently 44.75% and cents of your money goes to taxes per gallon? Just wanted to share that with you. Gross receipts tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, IRS penalties, tax on top of tax, liquor tax, luxury taxes, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, personal property tax, real estate tax, service charge tax, Social Security tax, road usage tax, recreational vehicle tax, again, sales tax, school tax, state income tax, state unemployment tax, SUTA, telephone federal excise tax, telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone federal state and local surcharge taxes, telephone minimum usage surcharge tax, telephone reoccurring and non-reoccurring charges tax, telephone state and local tax, telephone usage charge tax, utility taxes, vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, workers' compensation tax. Now, still think this is funny, some of you? Because not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. And our nation was the most prosperous in the world. We had absolutely no national debt, had the largest middle class in the world, and mom agreed, stayed home to raise the kids. What happened? Your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. Your nation is being turned into hell. Psalm 9:17. You are being robbed of everything that you work for in so many different fronts. Now, mind you, I pay all my taxes. All required taxes I pay. But I'll tell you, you know, it's very disheartening when you get in an airplane and you want to take a minute off. I haven't done that in 22 years. You can think you're on vacation, but you're not, because you can't forget about the ministry, your baby. I don't know how church leaders take sabbaticals for 40 days. I'm bewildered when it comes to that. But it absolutely, it bothers me to the very pith and marrow of my heart that when I try to take a minute off and go out of state, get off the airplane, get in a van, and drive, and try to do my best to forget about everything I do all the time, which just doesn't work. And that's a real call, by the way. And then all of a sudden, when you get into the van, you start to drive for 5 minutes, and there is a toll to pay. I mean, as if to suggest, once I paid all of my taxes and the above said taxes, which I have paid over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and I will again today, as if to suggest that somehow those that represent we the people own own them roads enough to keep taxing me to death to put up a toll road as if to suggest that they paid for the roads in the first place. How many of these taxes, America, are being used and reallocated to those very bureaucracies and programs that are destroying our country, that are aiding and abetting our enemies within? How many of these taxes have no constitutional bearing? None. Zero. Zilch. Who agreed to all of these taxes? Those that knew the rest of you were asleep. When you forget God, tyrants forge your chains. In America, you thought you were free today, and you still are. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. And am I suggesting by any means not to pay your taxes? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we're in this together, and we need to fix this together because this is out of hand, America. Do you realize that some of these taxes are being used to murder the innocent in the womb because your representative said it was so? Do you know how many programs you're paying for because they've taken your tax dollars and reallocated them to programs that you do not approve of? But the media will report that you approved it when in fact you never did. As a matter of fact, in many cases, you've never even heard of it or have known of it. So what has happened? You know, people will say, can you spell politician? Yes, I can. But I also know that politician is, again, the representative of we the people. And they can only operate on the authority that's been delegated them by we the people. Did you give them this authority to do so? No. And isn't it interesting? These politicians, folks, are continuously like that of Obamacare. Now the American Health Care Act. They changed the name again. We talked about that sometime back. Do you know that these programs that they create to throw on the backs of the people don't apply to them? I mean, when you read the Declaration of Independence and you look at the usurpations committed against our forefathers, even when they tried to give an olive branch back to King George. King George didn't even read it. His ears were deaf to the voice of those that were crying and decrying his actions concerning the grievances that were brought about by that tyrant, King George. And now Americans, they believe that they have no power within themselves to right the wrong. Do you remember the first two segments, friends? You have 300 million people that cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted. And I know that there are some people that are listening to me even right now that are saying, Bradley, there's some good people in there. Oh, I know there is, because if there wasn't, we wouldn't still be here today. No doubt. And I'm on the side of good government. I'm on the side of doing everything lawfully. I even had a sheriff yesterday ask me, what do we do about what's going on concerning the Bundy cases? I said, I desire and I will walk out a lawful resolve at every step, a lawful constitutional resolve. And if that means tyrants are going to stand in my way, then I'm going to continuously walk it out lawfully. Because I'm not in the wrong, they are. We need to take the time to study. Even going back to the Declaration of Independence, it's as simple as pie to read and understand. And it is for us, we the people, to correct these problems across this land. And I believe that we are moving in on that, no doubt. I again also know that we are not going to get out of this or to the other side, America, without paying the piper because of what Americans have tolerated their representatives to do, not just to we the people, but also to other countries on a global scale. America, it is us, and it is up to us to right these wrongs because we, again, America, have the freedom to right the wrongs. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what's going through me right now is Mr. Dickinson, and I don't want to say quarreling, but debating the establishment and bringing forth a Declaration of Independence, which was a very dangerous thing to bring forth concerning what was going on between the colonies and the tyrant King George. And it just started dropping on me during the break that I need to share this with you. Because you need to know that we were in perilous times and everything was against the righteous. But the Lord saith to the righteous, tell the righteous it will be well with them, but woe unto the wicked. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and do absolutely nothing. Tell the righteous it will be well with them. And when our forefathers stepped out, they believed in the most perilous times in the history of the world. And here we are 240 years later, and I'm speaking right now to all of those gloom and doomers that just don't believe that we can get to the other side of this. Oh my goodness, that's the history of the patriarchs, my friends. You know how I continuously say on the radio show, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for? That's right. That's right. And faith worketh by love. That's right. So let me go to that floor of debate between Mr. Dickinson and Mr. Adams, the second president of the United States of America. This is Mr. Dickens. When Congress took in consideration the resolution concerning our independence today, this took place over 240 years ago. And it's the same thing we need to be talking about right now. We're on to something, friends. Mr. Dickinson says, gentlemen, the consequences involved in the motion concerning the bringing forth of independence and the Declaration of Independence now lying before us are of such magnitude that I tremble at the oppressive honor of sharing in its determination. My conduct this day, said Mr. Dickinson, I expect will give the finishing blow to my once great and now much diminished popularity. Yet I'd rather forfeit popularity forever than vote away the blood and happiness of my countrymen. Independence will not strengthen us by one man, nor by the least supply, but it may expose our soldiers to additional cruelties and outrage us. The full fury of British wrath will be unleashed. Indians will be loosed on the frontier. Negroes will rise up to the slaughter and slaughter us. New York, they will be destroyed by their own admission. The advocates of separation say foreign assistance will be necessary. But at what cost? Asked Mr. Dickinson. Let us imagine a war without victors and the guns fall silent. Many will have bled and sacrificed only to have exchanged the light yoke of Great Britain. He was okay to remain loyal to the to submit the people of this country to yet more abuses by King George, the tyrant himself. He said, many will have bled and sacrificed only to have exchanged the light yoke of Great Britain for the heavy dominion of an avian power. Some have argued that America would become one great commonwealth, but what is to keep 13 unwieldy colonies from splitting asunder? Here is doubt, America. Here is unbelief. He said, I have a strong impression in my mind that this will take place. No, gentlemen. To escape the protection of Great Britain by declaring independence unprepared, as we are, would be to brave the storm in a skiff made of paper. What a dim prognostication. That is a man without faith. That is a man that has his eyes on the waves like Peter did when he began to sink because he took his eyes off the author and the finisher of his faith. Keep your eyes fixed on the Christ in these times, America, and you will stand strong by his grace, which is sufficient for all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now here comes the man of God, which I believe without a shadow of a doubt in my mind that he was a prophet. Thomas Jefferson, that teacher, read 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. The apostle was none other than George Washington. As a matter of fact, if you go online, which wasn't there to bring about my judgment to agree with what they said, but after the fact, knowing within myself what an apostle does, I knew he was an apostle only to go online to find that there's books that are written about the apostle George Washington. But John Adams, that prophet, the second president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson called him the colossus of independence, both on and off the floor, to establish what we have in this country today. John Adams, on the floor of debate, concerning and the consideration of the resolution, again, concerning the independence in which we now have. John Adams said, objects of the most stupendous magnitude, measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. He is a seer into the future. He said, we must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, and that there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind, said John Adams. He said, my worthy colleague, Mr. Dickinson, from Pennsylvania, has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He's given you a grim prognostication of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. Amen. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. That's you, America. Not an empire, but a republic, Article 4, Section 4. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had the opportunity, America, listen to me, how many and how few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. John Adams said, I'm not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. He said, I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. He ends with, while I live, let me have a country, a free country. And I think of John Adams even now, in his quote concerning his posterity, which would be me and you. And it's half disheartening to those that are not willing to throw in their all the way that our forefathers did to give us what we have. And we have it all. And of course, it was bestowed upon us by the Christ. No doubt. But I want you to think of this, because these fell from the mouth of the same man that fought and gave his all to give us what we have today. He said, posterity, that's me and you. You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope, America, you will make good use of it, said John Adams. If you do not, he said, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Let that not fall to our lot, America. Hey, Americans, let that not fall to our lot. We have such an opportunity in these times, in the midst of revolution, which started a long time ago in this country, friends. We have such an opportunity to prove the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our forefathers did. And keep this in mind. God never uses a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. Why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. Let the Christ be crowned again. Let the flags begin to fly in the face of tyranny in this country once again, America, that we appeal to heaven. And we appeal to the Son of the Most High God, the line of the tribe of Judah. And we fly that other flag that says, no king but King Jesus. No king but King Jesus. Let him be crowned in our present generation, friends. The world is waiting on us to bring what is promised to the darkness that needs to be reproved and dealt with.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.